Get 15% off a set of BrakeBest Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Bills running back Nyheim Hines will miss the entire 2023 season due to a freak accident on a jet ski.
Cool.
While he was sitting stationary on his jet ski, Nyheim Hines was struck by another rider and
not
sustained
cool.
Serious but non-life-threatening injuries, according to Tom Pelissero, adding that the injuries will require surgery. Hines restructured his contract this offseason to remain with the team, receiving $1 million signing bonus in the process, according to the contract website SportTrack. He was expected to be a secondary option out of the Bills' backfield, competing for playtime with Damian Harris
and
Latavius Murray.
He's always been that guy in fantasy football, talking about secondary. Anytime you have whoever the starting running back is for the Bills, you just put Nyheim Hines on your bench.
Handcuffer, yeah.
Oh, my God, because he puts up fantasy points whenever, you know, the starting running back gets hurt. He's really good, off the bench. And now we're going to have to find out who to – I can't believe they didn't already go out and get, like, a Dalvin Cook who's sitting out there waiting for a gig. But I don't know why Buffalo isn't jumping
money,
all
probably,
over.
Money, probably, I guess. Well, but his brother plays there, too, doesn't he?
How cool would that be? The Cook
right,
brothers.
Cook, yeah.
Hell, yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, not cool story. Like Matt was like, cool. Until you find out he's just sitting stationary and some dummy hit him. If he would have hurt himself.
He hurt himself doing a guitar solo while fireworks went off.
Well, what's his responsibility? I mean, a jet ski is not risk-free, certainly.
No, not
you got at all. You got a season to play that's coming up real soon. Should he even be on a jet ski? I mean, you also got to live your life, too. But when you're getting paid that much.
Does he still get paid?
I don't know.
You got $1 million signing bonus.
I mean, if you get hurt on the field.
There was that situation with Ben Roethlisberger like 10 years ago.
Accident.
Yeah, with the motorcycle. Yeah. And after that, there was a lot of contracts they were putting that in, like these clauses like, hey, if you want to skydive during the offseason, you know, and the parachute don't open and you live, we're not paying you. You know what I mean? Like, it's not going to happen. Like, you know. That was an extreme example. But you know what I mean? The Buffalo Bills shouldn't have to pay him. If he got hit by a jet ski.
It didn't happen on the field. I agree. They shouldn't have to pay him.
Yeah. I don't know, but they only get so much time where they're actually getting paid to play the game.
And he was second. Like, this will probably be the end of his career.
If
he can't play all year.
Yeah. Well, it's just a shame. And he put himself in that position, but I don't know. I keep going back and forth that he shouldn't have even been on a jet ski, but also you have to live your life, too, to a certain degree.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of stinks. A jet ski is not the craziest thing he could have been doing.
Wait till you're retired. They retire at 32.
True.
30, 32.
Yeah. I say that about everything.
Hop on a jet ski then.
We talked about that. Ian Beckles and I talked about that on air one day about like all the players like getting busted with the just weed and stuff, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's like, just wait until you retire and then smoke all the weed, you know what I mean? Or whatever drugs you want to do. Your career is so short. Like you said, these guys, they retire in their early 30s, and that's a long career. Especially a running back, they 3 or 4 years and they're done and they make all their money. You know, just chill, wait. After that, you can do whatever you want. You can play with guns and jet skis.
It's not fair though, because in the '80s and like the early '90s, they were doing blow and playing the game.
Yeah,
there's like Charles Haley, the old Cowboys defensive end. Did you ever hear those stories?
Oh yeah,
he would like, can I say masturbate?
Just did.
He would sit in the back of team meetings and rub it raw.
Yep.
And then like he would talk vision. He would verbally like talk about having
that one. You can't say.
Dang. I was gonna let
Dang
it slide.
It. I was so careful.
He would.
You gotta say any. He
would
finish.
Flatter.
Yeah.
Finish.
Yeah.
He would go.
It's because he was the baddest dude on the team, and nobody would fight him.
Yeah, nobody would do anything to him because
so
he was huge and, you know,
yeah,
great.
There was a star player, too. Yeah.
There was a guy like that that I played football with in, like, junior high. He was just so much bigger and meaner than everybody, and he would, like, bully everybody. And he did that to me. Like, he tried to bully me, and I was just like, man, I'm just going to have to fight you, dude, because we're not going to do this the whole season. And he was like, all right, I ain't going to mess with you no more. And I'm like, really? He's like, yeah, I like that. I like you stood up for yourself. He goes, but I'm going to keep messing with everybody else. And he did. He kept bullying everybody, and nobody was doing anything.
Oh, man.
He was a big – he was
I went to high school with Elijah Dukes.
Yeah.
Remember him? Yeah.
Yes.
He played minor league baseball for the Rays. But I saw him pick up a kid and throw him overhead into a dumpster.
Yeah.
And it was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. So this guy ended up playing for the Saints later. Like he went to Louisville and then played like one or two seasons before he got injured. But yeah, I tell people, yeah, that guy was a total dick in junior high school, like a Van Buren. He was a real meanie.
Most of them are. They're dumb.
Yeah.
They're athletes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like the guys that were good, they were jerks in high school. Mm-hmm. All
oh, yeah.
Them.
He went to Chamberlain High School. Elijah Dukes.
That's crazy.
Is that where you went?
No, he went to Hillsborough. Well, he might have went to Chamberlain later, but
he got kicked out. But I went to Hillsborough.
He could have gotten kicked out for throwing people.
Oh, it says. Oh, okay. So it says here.
To be fair, I think we had like three kids at our school that were like 24 years old, just there to play sports.
No, he went to Chamberlain, but he threw kids in the dumpster at Hillsborough.
Well, listen to this. This is from Wikipedia. High school years. Dukes attended Hillsborough High School in Tampa, Florida, his junior and senior years after spending his first 2 years of high school at Jefferson, C. Leon King, and George D. Chamberlain.
Damn!
So he bounced around a lot.
People in dumpsters.
Yeah.
I got kicked out of Tampa Bay Tech and then went to Hillsborough. So I only got kicked out of one. Oh, then I also got kicked out of Hillsborough.
Damn, what'd you do to get kicked out of Hillsborough?
Fighting, dude.
Really?
I fought at Tech and at Hillsborough. Mm. Like, I didn't mess around. Now look at me. I'm a big old softy. Yeah. I'm very diplomatic now. I don't like to fight. I don't want to. I'm on blood thinners. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, speaking of blood thinners, what's up, you old bastard?
Yeah, still surviving, man. Feeling like a pincushion over here.
Yeah.
What'd you get done?
Oh, my God, dude. It's been a ride. I just had hernia surgery 2 days ago. And I look like I got three bullet holes in my abdomen.
Laparoscopic surgery?
Yes, sir.
Nice. How you feeling? Are you feeling better?
Oh, I feel all right. I still feel a little, draggy from the Profenol.
Nice.
But, yeah, well, you were saying, man, I used to see bullies in school, and I would always stand up to them even though I was a little guy. And you know what invariably happened was they would tell me, hey, you're a tough little guy. If you ever need my help, let me know. You know what I'm saying?
And then they would take your milk. At lunch,
take you home and put you in a little aquarium.
I would give them some big, man. Like,
they told me you're a tough little guy, and then Elijah Dukes threw me in a dumpster.
I might need that dude's help at some point in time, right?
That's hilarious.
But I just want to say, after I got two more surgeries left on my eye, and then I'm done. Thank the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right, man. Well, we're glad you're okay.
Congrats, man.
All right. Well, hey, I just wanted to say.
Nice. There you go. Maybe, you know what? Maybe Elijah Dukes got traded in high school because the Rays traded him quick. You know what I mean? Like, didn't they trade him like after one season?
Yeah, he got in trouble, I remember.
Oh, yeah.
There was some problems.
You're right. Didn't he hit his woman or something?
Yeah, in 2007, sought a restraining order against him after he threatened her and the lives of their children.
See, Matt, you never even saw it coming.
It's always nice to hear people like that failed. That's a real win.
On May 2nd, Duke sent a photo of a gun to her cell phone and left the following voicemail. Hey, dog. It's on, dog. You dead, dog. I ain't even bull essing. Your kids,
it's
too.
It's on, dog.
He threatened to kill her.
To a woman?
Good
to
God.
It don't even matter to me who's in the car with you, N-word.
Oh, my God.
All I know is N-word. When I see your mother effing riding,
God.
Dog, it's on.
Dog.
As a matter of fact, I'm coming to your mother effing house.
Oh, Lord.
Wow.
Pretty cool.
That's like how Tupac talked to Biggie.
Yeah.
He talked to
like
wife.
His wife and
who
children.
Shot you? Oh, my God. Yeah. Good Lord. All right, let's take a break.
Oh.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. By honoring your sacred vocation of business, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. At Grand Canyon University, our MBA degree program is 100% online, with emphases in business analytics and finance to help you reach your goals. Find your purpose at GCU. private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.